The State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection chose the two projects after reviewing 47 proposals that were submitted in response to a law requiring the state to get 20% of its total electric power from clean energy sources by 2020. The smaller of the two projects is the 20-megawatt solar installation, which is planned for land in Sprague and Lisbon, Connecticut. On a much larger scale, the 250-megawatt wind farm will be located in northern Maine. DEEP Commissioner Dan Esty described that project.
Much larger scale than anything that's ever been proposed in the state of Connecticut, where we have some windy enough ridge lines, but we really don't have large-scale wind potential the way that it exists in Maine.
Esty says in-state energy projects did not receive any preference in the decision process because federal commerce laws limit that. Both projects have signed long-term contracts to provide electricity to the state's two largest power distributors, Connecticut Light and Power and United Illuminating. Esty says the cost of power from the two projects will average less than 8 cents per kilowatt hour, which he says is close to the cost of power generated by conventional fossil fuel plants. The two projects are expected to be operational by the end of 2016 and will represent about 3.5% of the overall power generation for the state. Esty says his department will probably seek bids next month from companies that develop electricity from biomass and landfill gases, and that the department is also looking into hydroelectric power. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.